Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. This is just, it's just you and me, this segment and the next segment. Just the two of us. I want to talk to you about my 2018 predictions. These are the predictions I made a year ago, just about 355 days ago. And about this year. And a lot of people make predictions, but not everybody comes back at the end of the year and holds himself up on what happens, what actually happened. So I do that. So I've got my predictions and what actually happened and my score. And by the way, up until now, over the last 18 years, this is my 19th year to do this, over the previous 18 years, my accuracy was 73%. Largely, it would have been much higher, except 2008 was a bomb of a year. I was bad off on 2008. The Obama administration, the Obama election was rough on me in 2008. Anyway, first prediction for 2018: as a technology platform, blockchain stops being a novelty in 2018. And of course, what actually happened? Every major corporation and government in the country, in the world, I should say, now has a blockchain strategy. It's blockchain everywhere, almost to a craze. So that's the plus one for me. If you remember, I talked a lot about blockchain this year, and I've been telling you about it now for about 4 years. You need to understand what part it's going to play in your future. Number two, this is a multi-year prediction. Blockchain will be the next internet class disruption. And as it's playing out so far, the actual result is blockchain variations are becoming the future of digital trust and therefore more disruptive to any analog legacy entities. This is starting to happen. Blockchain is a disruptor. It's starting to happen. That's a plus one. Number three, prediction. Bitcoin will not become a stable store of value. Bitcoin will not become a stable store of value. And I put in parentheses, see Tulipomania. Go back and look at that story. Well, in the past 365 days, Bitcoin peaked at $19,783 per coin on the way down to well below 4,000. Bitcoin, just as I said, was not a stable store of value. It was basically a fad. I still think it is. I don't think cryptocurrency is ultimately going to be a fad, though, just Bitcoin, right, for right now. Of course, that's a plus one for me. Prediction number four, as your online activity grows, digital tools, games, social media, Internet of Things, things like that, you'll become increasingly aware that you are, in fact, the product being sold. Well, the result is that surveys show more and more users are becoming increasingly concerned. It's in the news, isn't it? And discerning of their online behavior, especially social media. More and more people are even stopping or at least slowing down or resisting more social media behavior. They're being more discerning online. That's a plus one for me. Number five, scrutiny of big data platforms like Google, Facebook, Amazon will increase regarding manipulation, privacy, and security. Well, you saw all those guys in front of Congress this year. Also, they were in front of the European Union. And more users are looking at the behavior of these platforms. That's another plus one for me. On the economy and small business, the first prediction is the U.S. economy will grow at over 3% in 2018. Well, it was 3.3% through the first three quarters. And almost 3% in the fourth quarter, it looks like. So that's over 3%. That's a plus one for me. That's good news. The next prediction, small business growth and optimism will continue in 2018. the actual, based on the NFIB's reporting, which you know I do right here on this show, small business optimism hit new 45-year record highs this year. That's a plus one. Another prediction, lower regulations and taxes will help small businesses achieve higher profitability through pricing power. For the first time in, I can't tell you how long, I know over a decade, in the NFIB report, small businesses reported confidence, having the confidence to raise their prices. Really a big deal right there, folks. Next prediction, and that's a plus one. Even with the economic expansion, strong balance sheets will hold small business loan requests to a minimum increase again. Small business owners would start borrowing money, I said, but not at a significant rate. Well, the actual, according to the NFIB, continued to fund growth. Small businesses continue to fund growth with retained earnings. Loan applications increased only slightly this year. That's a plus one for me. Next prediction. Finding qualified employees will continue to be the greatest impediment for growth for all businesses. What actually happened? Every survey reports the number one business challenge is a lack of qualified employee prospects. It's a national crisis right now. That's a plus one for me. I know it sounds like I'm getting them all right, and I am, but there's some negatives coming up here. Next prediction, a combination of the new tax law and shifts in demographic behavior, read millennial, will disrupt the real estate industry in 2018. Well, home builders and realtors both report low inventory and low demand for home ownership in 2018. Plus one from me, unfortunately. Next prediction. One benefit of the new tax law, if an overdue and justified Wall Street correction happens, it won't be catastrophic. Well, as you know, the strong U.S. economy gave some backbone to the jittery stock market. It corrected, but it was not catastrophic. That's plus one for me. Next prediction. Corporate America will not invest their disproportionate tax cuts in the economy commensurate with the cuts. They were supposed to take that money and invest. Well, what they did was, this is a quote from Goldman, the tax cut windfall funds for corporate stock buyback, $1 trillion in 18. They didn't reinvest. They bought back shares, just as I predicted that they would. And also, next prediction, the Fed will raise interest rates at least twice. Well, the Fed raised rates three times. So far, we still don't know about today. That's a plus one for me. When we come back, I'll get into some of the ones where I missed. I had a handful of what I missed here in my predictions in the next segment. 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.